Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers, continuing our series on how to handle recessions. Charles, one of the questions that the learners have been asking is, what sort of things do governments do in a recession? Because we sort of assume that governments are going to get involved. And then on from that, how does that mean that businesses respond to that? So what sort of levers does the government have?
Well, the government has several levers. It has some macroeconomic levers and it has what are known as fiscal policy levers. This is an interesting one because historically speaking, there were more levers in the government's armory. But come the end of the last century, it was decided that the Bank of England would become independent. So the setting of interest rates, which was the primary one, historically speaking, is no longer within the government's remit. So the setting of interest rates basically has two impacts. One is it is used to bring down inflation by making borrowing harder and therefore reducing the stimulus for purchasing, which is the concurrent, what we might call cleft stick at the moment. We have inflation as well as potential recession. So this makes government policy rather tricky. To lower interest rates would obviously encourage inflation and purchasing. That is not what anyone wants. Inflation is seen as the government killer and the economy killer. So inflation is not what we want, and therefore takes somewhat precedence over a what might be seen as a minor recession to start with. So the problem that we have is that governments can do other things. They can reduce taxes. So the government has been pressurized recently into potentially reducing income tax, with the idea that that would stimulate people to make purchases because they'd have more disposable income. There's an interesting one there because we've just come out of a pandemic where we allegedly built up a large amount of savings. And it is possibly the cushioning of those savings, which is now what people are digging into. So the reduction in taxation may have to be somewhat longer or deeper to stimulate people to go out and buy even more. The alternative, obviously, is to reduce taxes on consumption, which would mean a lowering of VAT. And that has certainly been discussed for things such as fuel and energy because of the massive increases that that has brought about. The problem, to some degree, is that these are being caused by external factors. The war in the Ukraine, reduction in supply of energy from Russia, and the world increase in price as a result of the rest of the world trying to fuel itself without Russian fuel, means that those inflationary pressures really won't be reduced by a reduction in taxation. They might be mitigated, but you certainly, even by taking fuel tax back to 5%, are probably not going to bring it back down to the level that it was before. And that level is, of price increase is still going to go forward into the new winter that's coming along. So governments are a little bit constrained. Governments can stimulate the economy by putting projects into the marketplace. So they can do the typical one during the Great Recession was infrastructure, the building of roads, rails, etc., which the government is doing at the moment. There is a slight problem on that in the fact that there may not actually be enough materials or workers to actually grow the economic impact of those sorts of activities, because we have at the moment a very tight labour market.
And this is part of the difference between a fiscal where you're stimulating demand, yep, and the other side of the equation, which is that we have a massive supply side problems. So it is difficult to get materials, labour, other things in order to be able to stimulate demand. So what can government do on the supply side, or can't they?
governments can come to some political agreements. You may have noticed that Joe Biden is doing diplomatic trips. Boris has already been to the Middle East, trying to get an increase in the supply of oil. The Dutch government at the moment is considering suspending the closure of its largest gas field, even though there are consequences to that. Governments can work at the big macro level. So they can try and bring about increases in key supplies. But things such as supplies of, say, silicon chips and whatever, that is down to corporations and organizations to reorganize their supply chains. And that will take time. Many car companies are now talking about producing their own chips for their own car manufacturing. Well, that will take time to build a factory and produce. And so the result of which is that it will take time. So I do think that there's an important issue here. Whilst the government can do certain things, we should not, as marketers, leave it to the government to solve the problem in its entirety. We need to think quite clearly what we need to do.
And I think that's an incredibly important point, that it's very easy to sit around and wring one's hands and go, what can I do? Actually, there's lots of things one can do. So can we sort of think about some of the things that companies can do? As you say, the car manufacturer's going, well, there's a global problem about chips, so we'll either make our own or we'll create a cohort of us and we'll go into partnership and the car industry will make its own. What else can marketers do?
Marketers can look at all the elements of the marketing mix and consider very clearly what can be rationalized, what should be emphasized, and where they as individual companies have USPs which they should concentrate on. So you're absolutely right, supply side, so for example, again, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, KFC had a shortage of lettuces and came up with the insertion of cabbage in Australia. Now, it was only a mixing and may well have gone unnoticed until some bright spark actually spotted it. I have no idea what it necessarily tastes like, but let's assume it tastes pretty much the same given the amount of sauces that go on. So looking at the alternatives that there are, so that you have contingency plans, these are important. Looking at the security of your or resilience of your supply side, making sure that you've got good future contracts, making sure that you've got good sources of supply which are secure. From a pricing perspective, we need to think about that, I think, separately, but there are many issues there. Because of this inflationary issue to go with recession, we need to think very clearly about pricing, and I think that's a separate podcast. But I think the issue of looking at the product itself, thinking about ways of either rationalizing the product or the product range, and thinking of the ways in which it can be distributed in different ways, are all essential things that need to be considered at the current stage by my marketers.
And I think I'm going to put my usual plea in, and you're right, we'll do a whole thing on pricing, is do not assume and do not let anybody else assume in your business that the only thing you can do is slash prices in a recession. Quite often that's absolutely the wrong decision to take. But we'll come back to that later. And I agree with you, Charles, the most important thing is do not sit around thinking that somebody else will solve the problem. The companies that do well out of a recession are ones that own the problem and are nimble enough to make changes as necessary.
Yes, I think the important aspect here is to see this as an opportunity. There are opportunities in all downsides in the economy. New markets open up, whether it happens to be for value products as provided by people like Aldi and Lidl and others, or it is for people to change their buying patterns and to see that new opportunities come with that.
So the point that we really wanted to emphasise is that although governments can do things and may well do things, it is important not to be sitting waiting for them to do that. There are plenty of things that marketers can get on with in order to survive a recession. And the most agile companies that really sit back and think are the ones that survive recessions. Charles, as ever, lovely to speak to you. We'll be back again next week with some more on surviving recessions.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.